many of my good friends advise me that the only politically popular position to take is to be against Trump. But let us recognize an unassailable fact. All Americans will benefit from more profits. More profits fuel the expansion that generates more jobs. More profits mean more investment that will make more goods more competitive. More profits mean there will be more tax revenues to pay for the programs that help people in need. That's why higher profits in the American economy would be good for every person in America. Windfall profits, however, are quite another matter. When wages and other costs are held down, even though prices are also held down, circumstances could arise in some cases that might generate exorbitant profits. In a few cases where this happens, rather than tax such profits, they pick the Price Commission's policy will be that business should pass along a fair share of its cost savings to the consumer by cutting prices. We have lived too long in this country with an inflation psychology. Everybody just assumes that the only direction for prices is to go up. Time has come for some price reduction psychology. Let's have some prices go down. Go down. It's not the public, only the public interest, but it makes good competitive business sense. Let's see some prices go down. Summing up these actions to stop the rise in cost of living, this is what we will do and what we will not do. We will permit some adjustments of prices and wages that fairness demands. We will not permit inflation wherever. We will concentrate on those major industries. We will concentrate on those major portions of the economy that are primary cause of inflation. But we will not hesitate to take action against any part of the economy that fails to comply. We will continue price and wage restraints until inflationary pressures are brought under control. But we will not make controls a permanent feature of American life. When they're no longer needed, we will get rid of them. We will rely primarily on the good faith and voluntary cooperation of the American people to make this program work. But we will not let any selfish interest escape the fair enforcement of the law. I call upon all of you tonight to look at this program, not as Democrats or Republicans, workers or businessmen, farmers or consumers, but as Americans. Let us recognize this profound truth. What is best for all of us is best for each one of us.